You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Cheryl Fabio covers a lot of ground in her documentary Evolutionary Blues, West Oakland's Music Legacy. The film starts with the Great Migration and takes us on a journey through blues, soul, funk, and hip-hop. It also tells the story of the creation and demise of the community Black Americans built around 7th Street in West Oakland.
I don't think you can grow up in Oakland during that time period and didn't play the blues, because it's just part of the culture there.
Cheryl ended up interviewing more than 30 local musicians, including Sonny Rhodes, Bob Geddens, Faye Carroll, and Sugar Pie DeSanto. She weaves their stories together with perspectives from historians. She spoke with KLW's Jen Sheehan about how the film came to be.
So I read that this film, Evolutionary Blues, was originally going to be an hour-long special for KTOP, which is the City of Oakland's public access TV channel. So how did it end up to be this feature documentary that it now has become?
This story about West Oakland, you can get, I'm from East Oakland, and I've heard pieces of it through time, but I've never seen it put together, so it never told a complete story. I could never figure out, you know, when did bulldozers tear down houses, or, you know, why did BART and the post office interrupt that community, or even what was the nature of the community. Mm-hmm. So once I started meeting and interviewing the musicians, it went from maybe you would interview five or six to we interviewed about 35 musicians.
And that's a lot for any documentary.
It was exhausting, but it was so compelling.
Did you talk with any of those musicians about their thoughts or feelings about having become, you might say, invisible historically? And was it hard to kind of get them to trust you in terms of that?
Oh, my goodness. You know? Each time I met somebody, I had to climb up over this basic distrust. Not only did their community disappear, but actually the life of musicians, of Black musicians in Oakland, disappeared. I talked to these men who were very prideful. They have a certain quality to them that just is unusual to me. And what I understood was that quality was this entrepreneurial spirit. Their parents left the South decidedly, escaping some real cruelties. They left everything often. They left in the middle of the night. So there was a certain person that was moving and coming to this place they knew nothing about and making a way for themselves. So I kind of realized that part of it is that we're talking about businessmen, and their product is this music, but they're primarily businessmen. And I could have been talking to the flower shop owners
proprietary information, right?
And the other thing that happened to me as I was meeting all these musicians, I said, well, what happened to the women? Where are the women, right? And there wasn't a lot of response, but we did find Lady Bianca. We found Sugar Pie DeSanto. There's also Faye Carroll, who was such an interesting addition. Her music to me lifts up the politics of her experience as a musician and our experience as a community. So I was so delighted. And I remember the very first statement that came out of her mouth in the interview, we're aware of things that have been going on for forever, but the people that it was happening to had no way of telling everybody. And when they did, people didn't believe them. The only difference between what happened maybe in the late 40s and 50s and 60s and today is that we've got cell phones, so we can show this is happening and people can't dismiss you quite as easily. Mm. Yeah.
There's a part in the movie where several people are talking about their memories of pre-integration 7th Street and the community of Black-owned businesses and institutions, where it was a very tight-knit and a very supportive, insular, yes, by necessity, but also in a beautiful way. They talk about how that really engendered community, and that post-integration, a lot of that got lost. So I think it's such an interesting, possibly thorny sort of issue there. Of there was certainly no one wants to go back to segregation times, but this idea that a sense of community that somehow got dissipated.
What we don't understand in the Bay Area is that integration came with racism. So, yes, you could run to Fairmont for a minute. That doesn't mean that you were necessarily well-treated at the Fairmont, right? Or you could go to schools. That doesn't mean your children necessarily got better educations.
I'm wondering how making this film has made you look at current Oakland differently, if it has.
I don't know that it's made me look at current Oakland differently because it's in my bones. It's the way that I came here. But what it did was put a foundation to that intuition that you've got that, you know, like, this isn't right, and it hasn't been. It's not right by history. So I feel I came out of making that film with a certain confidence about the way that I approach living in Oakland. And it's a funny thing because there's no place that I'd rather live. But I'm also not going to accept the nonsense of a place like Oakland that is constantly in a state of regenerating, as all cities are. But the regeneration is always on the backs of Black people. And I find it dangerous and I find it offensive. And I simply will not personally accept that as a way forward. And I find myself talking to young people, dig in, stay here. And I think this is a moment of a battle cry that, no, we shouldn't be pushed out. We've brought a lot to this community. And, you know, rebuilding the city shouldn't be our demise again.